Evening, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello, my name is Michael. Welcome to my show, The Clubhouse. This is the first installment of The Clubhouse of this semester. Very happy to be back here in the studio in person. We opened up today's show with a song from the opening track of one of my favorite albums. That was Wallows with Only Friend off of their debut LP, Nothing Happens. Nothing Happens, as I just said, it's one of my favorite albums. Wallows was my number one artist of last year, so I thought it was only fitting to open up today's show, first one of 2021, with the opening track from that one. I have a lot of music that I want to play today, a lot of stuff from the winter break, from the end of last semester, stuff from just recently, the past few weeks that I've been listening to. Very excited to share it all with you over the next hour. Up next, we have an artist that I've been listening to a great deal of over the past year or so, a staple of the bedroom pop scene. He came out with a new single over the last few weeks. I think it was last week or the week before. Still Woozy with Rocky.
Bye. Thank you. with something, then why can't I have mine? I've waited so long.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Touch Freeform Radio. I'm still Michael, and this is still my show, The Clubhouse. The songs that we heard in that last little segment were Rocky by Still Woozy, Space Girl by Francis Forever, Something by Dayglow, and Your Light by The Big Moon. I was looking it up during that little interlude. I mentioned that Rocky had just come out recently. That was February 19th. I was looking it up because Dayglow, that song Something, was also very recently released, and that was February 22nd, which were very close in time together, and it was very enjoyable for me because those are two artists that I very much enjoy. The other two are songs that I've heard more recently, but I still want to showcase them today. Moving into the next segment, we're opening up with a little bit of an unconventional song for any regular listeners to my show. It doesn't quite usually fit the general genres that I tend to play, but I was listening to my friend DJ Sammy K on his eponymous show, Sammy K's Super Fun Tune Time. Tune into that show. It's on Sunday nights. Great show. But he was mentioning how he loves, when he's sitting in the studio, there are these huge monitors that, just blast your music right at you. And it's just a very cathartic experience to be sitting in here to listen to this music. And so I'm going to play a song that I really want to hear on these big monitors. And I'm going to enjoy it, and it's my show and I can do whatever I want. So, up next we have, Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License.
Got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs, crying cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. Cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine. Forever now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you. But I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving. And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Cause you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. Yeah, you said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
On and on she go, dum-be-doo-da. On and on she go, dum-be-doo. On and on she go, dum-be-doo-da. On and on she go, dum-be-doo. On and on she go, dum-be-doo-da. On and on she go, dum-be-doo. On and on.
With me tonight, I know.
said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still
there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Welcome back, everyone. This is still 91.5 FM. You are still listening to me, Michael, on my show, The Clubhouse. The songs that you heard in that last little segment there were Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, With Me Tonight by the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson Is My Dad by Breakup Shoes, and Somebody That I Used to Know featuring Kimbra by Gautier. It's been about 8 or 9 years since that song came out. I still never learned how to pronounce his name. But in any case, my friends were texting me here in the studio. They thought it was funny that we went right from 2021 to 1967, right back to 2021. The reason that I included the Beach Boys in that segment would be that the song Brian Wilson's My Dad. First of all, Brian Wilson, one of the head songwriters and singers for the Beach Boys. The song itself quotes the lyrics from their probably arguably one of their more famous songs, most famous songs, Wouldn't It Be Nice. I tried experimenting with putting Wouldn't It Be Nice in there, right somewhere in the vicinity of Brian Wilson's My Dad. The whole thing was kind of weird, but With Me Tonight's one of my personal favorite songs by the Beach Boys, so I thought it'd be nice to include it in that spot. But in any case, we're moving into the third and final section of the show. Personally, I'm really very, very excited for this segment. It features a lot of the songs that I've really been heavily listening to a lot recently, very much enjoying. I don't want to spoil too much about it because I want the music to speak for itself in a lot of ways. But the first song up is probably the song that I'm currently predicting will be my most listened to song in 2021. I love the song a ton. The artist Briston Maroney is an absolute gem. I think that he is a brilliant songwriter and musician, and I'm very excited to be playing this song that very recently came out. I believe February 10th. I think I have the date right on that. But in any case, without further ado, Briston Maroney, It's Still Cool If You Don't.
So let's figure this out. Park my car in front of your house. Read my list of things I wrote down. Reasons why I think this works out. I don't care if you know. I spend every summer alone. Turn myself around, go and see the curtains move in your window. It's just a matter of time. Feeling
Welcome back, everyone. We have now reached the end of the program. That's what I got for this evening. The songs that you just heard in that last segment, It's Still Cool If You Don't by Briston Maroney, Rapture by Declan McKenna, Slow Dances by Winnetka Bowling League, and then finally 505 by Arctic Monkeys. A few quick notes about those songs. As I mentioned earlier, Briston Maroney, one of my favorite artists right now. That song is absolutely superb, in my opinion. Rapture by Declan McKenna, that's off of his newest album, Zeros. Fine album. I liked his debut album a little bit more, but that's just me. Winnetka Bowling League, Slow Dances, that song, I've listened to a lot in the past few weeks. My friend Julia, one of my housemates, she played it for us one weekend, and I very much enjoyed it, so I added it to my playlist. And then Arctic Monkeys, I wanted to give a special shout out because favorite Worst Nightmare, also one of my favorite albums. I have a CD, I listen to it all the time when I'm driving around. And my friend Sam and Armon, whenever we hang out, I like to request Arctic Monkeys, and they indulge me when we can. And 505 is a great bop. Happy to end the show with that one. I'm going to have to close today a little bit early. We have special guidelines in place to keep the station running smoothly, and I want to make sure that I am leaving in an appropriate time for the next person, because I believe they have an in-person show. So I'm going to wrap it up here. My name is Michael. This is the Clubhouse, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. It's an absolute delight to be back here in the studio. I will be back here same time again next week. So tune in again at that time, Tuesday nights, 11 p.m., my new showtime. So yeah, thanks for listening. And as always, I want you back.
rock and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Safe and end up with the bad. Take a risk and things might turn out bad. But that's life, that's life, that's life. That is life. Weigh the cost and take a chance. Do not tiptoe, but rather dance through this life, this life, this life. Through this life. Find a way to truly live each day. Our full potential we will see is who we are meant to be. Many people have lived a century. Their one request is there's more to be seen in their lives, their lives, their lives, in their lives. Grab your shoes and put them on your feet. It's time for dreams and reality to meet in your life, your life, your life, in your life. Shall we?